Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps Team.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for YOU, that's Yankee Oscar uniform, by our very own Army Wife Network Corps Team. You're listening to show 485, and I'm thrilled to be here this evening. My name is Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Swanson. Today is Monday, August 25th, 2014, and we are glad that you have decided to hang out with us tonight.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that it's still August 25th, 2014. I'm glad I lived this long. I made it through the summer. My children went back to school today. Life is grand. I told my husband, Paula, I said, he goes, okay, we got home from school. I'll talk more about this in a minute, but we got home from dropping everybody off, and he goes, okay, so what are you going to do today? And I said, what am I going to do or what do I want to do? Two different things. I said, I'm going
There's
to work.
Totally
I'm going to catch
different.
Up. Yep, that's I go, right. I'm going to catch up. And he goes, you're going to catch up. And I was like, yeah. He goes, on 3 months worth of work. And I was like, no.
No.
I probably won't do that until October, but I'm trying. So, yeah, I had some major stuff to get shipped out today, which is another thing we're going to talk about a little bit later. But first, we want to welcome you guys to Army Wife Talk Radio. If you're listening to our live show, we would love it if you would join us. During our live shows, we tweet live, which is a lot of fun. It's like a little Twitter party over there. We like to use Tweet Chat, if you've ever heard of it. It's a platform that we utilize just to follow the conversation as it takes place on Twitter. But you can always just follow along at twitter.com/Army Wife Network. You can follow the hashtag on Twitter. It just seems to be a lot easier when it's in Tweet Chat. One of the things I like about Tweet Chat is that it will keep the, from the last time that you looked at it, like if you look away and you come back, it'll say like 7 new posts, you know, so you don't have to go searching through everything and scrolling every time. It kind of does a placeholder for you, which is nice. So if you're listening to the live show, you've already gone to Blog Talk Radio, you've opened that up, and you're going to want to make sure you tweet chat or follow along on Twitter just because we are going to give away a prize this evening. I want to give away a prize this evening. And it's, you know, related to Starbucks. And since we're rounding the bend into pumpkin everything season, I know how pumpkin things are they on your list? You love Starbucks, I know, but is pumpkin on your list?
You know, it's okay. It's okay.
You know what I love at Starbucks, which I haven't even looked at the Weight Watcher points. I probably don't even want to admit that I like this because I'm sure that the Weight Watcher points are through the roof. But it's not like I have it every day. But I love the salted caramel hot chocolate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they only do it in the winter. They only do it in the winter. I'm not a coffee drinker, so Starbucks is not a big deal for me. So, see, I don't have to have it all the time.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, I like Starbucks, but I have kind of programmed myself to where – it costs me $2.29 a day to have my cup of coffee because I drink the blonde, the mild roast.
Yeah.
And I add 2 of the, sugar in the raws and half and half, and I'm good to go.
Good for you.
So
good stuff.
I don't have to have the old six-hour
coffee anymore.
No. No.
Well, I know that the caramel. Salted caramel hot cocoa that was really high because it's hot cocoa. So it's pretty high. But that's okay.
I never have that
it all the time. It's something that I like to get like in the winter. It's kind of special. Or if, like I got it last year, I got it because we went to go look. We did our Christmas light scavenger hunt, you know. So I got one to take with us. But it's one of my favorite things. My girls absolutely love Starbucks. We've got one right up here by our Target, which, you know, I frequent often. And they run through, and they like to get a vanilla bean frappuccino, which has nothing to do with coffee.
Yeah, it has no coffee in it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a vanilla milkshake. A dang good one. But anyhow, we want to give away some Starbucks tonight. We know you love Starbucks, so follow hashtag ArmyWife, okay?
All right,
that's what I got
Absolutely.
For you. And if you're not listening live, you need to join us live at 8 o'clock one night on a Monday. But not next
that's
Monday because
right.
we're off.
Just totally confuse people.
Let me just,
it's all good.
Whatever.
Well, tonight's show is brought to you by your own AWN Core team, and we are a dedicated group of volunteers. We're passionate about empowering you in this military life. So if you want to get to know us a little bit more, go through our personnel files on armywifenetwork.com. You can follow us on Instagram with Core Team Tuesdays, or follow us each individually on Twitter. Get behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, too, because we're just like you. We have the same struggles. We have the missing, you know, POVs. We, you know, PCS. We ETS. We, you know, we do it all, too. So
yeah, we absolutely do.
We deal with it, too. So come and hang out with us and join in.
What is it I say? Our plates are overfloweth as well.
Absolutely.
Just like that. Okay, so tonight, you guys, we are going to, speaking of plates overflowing, let's talk about plates overflowing. One of the things that I was beside myself excited that my kids are going to go back to school, and I will tell you later, you know, kind of how today went, but I was very excited to get back to regular schedule because it is difficult for someone who works from home, kids home with you. It's wonderful and difficult at the same time. It's great because, you know, I can say, okay, well, normally I work Monday through Friday, but I'm going to work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and on Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to go do something fun. And, you know, I can move my schedule around and work at different times. But you are always trying to find a time you can plug in a little bit of work instead of some focused work, and that seems to be very difficult for me because I need that focus time. And so I want to pack as much fun into summer as I can, but I still have a job. So that's always been, you know, a challenge. But I had a great summer. It was a ton of fun. Deal is, though, it's August. Kids are back in school. They are very happy back in school. I'm very happy they're back in school. Everybody had a great day. But you know what happens after about a week's worth of school, right?
Mm-hmm.
They come home, and they smack all of this stuff down, and they go, Mom, I have homework.
Homework,
and I
yeah.
know any person, I mean, I know people out there like, oh, homework's a breeze, and I want to just, I don't know, smack you or hug you. I'm not really sure which one because homework is my nemesis. And it was so funny to hear Emily, you know, Emily and Janet are normally on the show and you guys get to hear Emily and Janet banter back and forth. And it was so funny to hear Emily talking about her son's homework. You know, I think he's 5 or 6. Matthew brought some homework home and she was like, oh, no, the homework. And I just told her today, I was like, my friend, look into my eyes. It only gets worse. And she was like,
oh,
no,
that's
I
the truth.
To accept that. And I said, no, for real. This is not a joke.
Well, they don't teach kids the same way as you and I were taught when we were in school.
No. And okay, first of all, let's back up first and let's just make it about me for just a second. Okay, Paula, because, you know, it is
it's all
really
about
really
you.
About me, right?
Yes,
so let's
yes,
take it
Sarah,
back
it
to
is.
Me. Yeah, because first of all, I love teachers. I mean, like, I love you guys. I will help you with anything. Anything that you need help with, just don't make me teach the children, okay, because I have zero patience. I spend my whole life teaching adults. I love it. I love teaching and training, but I just don't have that knack. I don't have the gene. It's just not in me, right? And thank God for people like Janet's a teacher. You know, I mean, she just, thank you for teachers out there, because there are some wonderful ones out there, and I volunteer with the best of them just to help them out. Anything we can do for you guys, because you are amazing and awesome, and I wish that I had even half the patience you do. Okay, so put me doing math with my 7th grade daughter, and there is going to be a llama drama in the room, okay? It's awful. It's awful, horrible, awful. And so here's where this conversation is going. Thank God for resources like Tutor.com, who's going to be on the show tonight, and all those wonderful teachers and tutors out there and programs that are available in addition to this one. But what's really cool about this one is it's free for military families because, whew, my friends, Tutor.com saved my butt last year sometime, a couple times actually. So it's been very nice to have a resource like that, and I wanted you guys to know about that resource. And so tonight we have with us Pamela Brim and Joan Rooney of Tutor.com, and they're going to come on and talk to us about the challenges of back to school, you know, hopefully make me feel a little bit normal. Do you remember? I mean, I know it was so long ago, But do you remember Homework Struggles too, Paula? It wasn't that long ago, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Did you want to bang your head against the wall? Seriously, for 3 hours.
Oh, man.
I mean, sometimes I have to walk away.
Well,
you know,
because like
I
said, you and I learned stuff a certain way, especially like with math and stuff. And I'm telling you, the way that they teach kids nowadays, I'm like, no, that's not the way you do that. But it's, you know, okay, whatever.
You know, so many times Rena would say to me, that is not how she taught me, Mom. And I'm like, okay, I can either teach you how I know, I can follow a book if you've got a book, but I don't know if it was like this when I was in high school, and that was a long time ago. That was way longer than your kids were doing homework ago, right? We brought home books. They don't have books. So when they bring home something, they're bringing home a worksheet that may or may not tell you how to do the lesson. And it was very frustrating. So
as long as you get the right answer in the end, what does it matter?
Yeah, well, they grade on partial credit of how
I know.
Do the problem. So
I know, and how,
like,
how you work it out.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's a pain in the butt every
All I can say is thank you, Lord, that my children are grown in college. And
warn you, when those grandkids get older, your daughter's going to call you, just like I called my mom, crying. I'm like
yeah.
Why? How did you do this to me? She goes, my mom, God love her, goes, I don't know, I never did homework with you. I'm like,
yeah, I know, it's tough.
Yeah. But anyhow, you can follow tutor.com at tutor.dot.com. So tutor.com, get it, on Twitter, or tutoractual.com/military, facebook.com/tutor.com, spell it out. And you can kind of connect with their resources there. You'll be able to see all the program that is offered for military and how to sign up and everything. We've also got our Health Minute from the Department of Health and Human Services tonight. But before we get to that, let's just continue to talk about what we were going to talk about. We've got a few minutes left, I guess. You've got something cool coming up this weekend that has nothing to do with homework.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I swear you do the coolest things. And all of us are like sitting around, you know, doing homework, and here you go. Like every other weekend, you've got something cool going on.
Well, I'm trying. I'm at that age, you know. I'm, you know, living life,
I want to be you. But this is actually at a military installation, so tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we are going up to Fort Knox, which is only, you know, two and a half hours from us. And we are going up for the weekend. MWR is hosting a concert with Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles. And, of course, you know, living in Nashville, and we're country music fans, at least I am. Darius Rucker is absolutely one of my faves. So being able to see him again, I've seen him, I think, 2 or 3 times already in concert, and we follow each other on Twitter. So that's pretty cool. But going up to see Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles. So it'll be – and anybody that doesn't know who Jennifer Nettles is, you know, she is the half of Sugarland, and she's got an incredible voice. And so I'm real excited about going, and give us a couple of days away, and we're really excited about doing that. So that's kind of our weekend plan. And then last week I actually started another Citizens Academy. I've become a Citizens Academy junkie. So this time I got into Metro Nashville Police Department's Academy, and I do that on Tuesday nights. So I'm real excited about that, too. Just started it. Get to do some ride-alongs.
You are a junkie, kind of. I think that's what I decided.
Am.
I think
I am.
You just like to hang out.
I do.
Hey,
it's
I have
fun.
To give a shout-out to Victoria at Poker Dame. She says, salted caramel anything is divine. That's my girl. That's right. Thank you, Victoria. I'm giving you the thumbs up over here. You just can't see it. I have a really big thumb.
That's
I can't
too
see
funny.
My screen. So you're doing cool things. Emily just tweeted out over on Twitter that she watched CNN and Pawn Stars all weekend. Great.
Oh, you get
to go see Jennifer Nettles and Darius Rucker. And this weekend, I, don't be jealous, am going to clean out my closets. For the garage sale, and also my attic. You're welcome. On my birthday weekend. Yeah. Okay. Start feeling sorry for me now. All right. So Kevin's parents came to see us, and they were here for like 5 days, and that was a lot of fun. I guess that, well, see, still not as cool as Darius Rucker and Jennifer Nettles. And that's it. My kids went back to school. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's
before happy? I talk to you, before I talk to you about anything else that's hot topic-wise, I just have to say that the hottest topic out there is the fact that I just shipped 9 giant boxes of Army Wife Network journals to Fort Meade, Maryland. Okay, they're going to go out tomorrow morning, and they're all boxed up and ready to go, and that's because next Monday, even though we don't have a show, we are going to open our registration for the Fort Meade, Maryland, September 18th and 19th event. And I'm going to get on a plane because I don't want my arms to be tired. So the plane's going to fly me to Maryland, to Maryland. And I think, don't we come into BWI? Isn't that where we come? Baltimore, right? I think so.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to fly there, and then we're going to have a big party of all AWN people. Well, there's like not all of us. I should say there's like 4 of us, 5 of us.
There's going to be
anyhow,
5 of us.
And
gonna be there.
Yeah, and it's going to be, and Star may even be there. So it's going to be a total blast. And I cannot wait because I need that infusion of wonderfulness. And then following really close behind us coming on the tail of that field exercise is start looking for your brand new Army Wife Network website. It's going to be so cool, you guys. I can't wait.
Hey, you want to know something real? You want to know something real funny? This is really cute. I shared the flyer about going to Fort Meade. I shared it on my personal page and said, you know, I was looking forward to because it had been many moons ago since I'd been to Fort Meade because we were actually stationed at Fort Meade. And my 29-year-old daughter made a comment back and she's like, "Oh my gosh, that was so long ago." I was kind of laughing because I'm like, "Yeah, you were about 8." So it was pretty funny.
You were like, but so, it feels like yesterday to me.
She's 29, getting ready to turn 30. So,
well, and you know, gosh, I really, you know, I started to start thinking about how, like, I'm getting old, and my kids are going to have kids, and I'm going to be, I don't know, Paula.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
No, I know, because everything just
you can be a cool grandma like me.
I will be. I am going to be one awesome. Are you kidding me? Shoot. I got my grandma badge already. It's already here. So I just thought about this morning because the only thing that did tear me up as soon as my littlest got out of the car was that I was nervous for her because she looked like she was going to puke. She kind of looked like I do right before we walk out to do any event. I have like that moment where I'm like, oh, am I going to hurl? Nope, I don't think I am. Okay, I'm going to be okay. And then everything's fine.
Oh, please.
And as soon as she stepped out of the car, everybody's like, Chloe. And I was like, yeah, that's her mother's kid. And she was just fine as soon as she saw the people. And, you know, and then Renna, she was nervous because, you know, she's an eighth grader. And I thought, how did I get an eighth grader? Like just the other day, she was laying across her poppy pillow. And we lived at Fort Hood. And I mean, like, how in the world is she eighth grade? Oh, anyhow.
Oh,
all right, so Emily tells me I can no longer crack jokes and chuckle at my own jokes. So, well, Emily, we're in big trouble. Okay. What's hot? Oh, we need to run our fun commercial. Can I laugh at that?
Next time, say zing. You got to say zing.
I'll try. But I don't think I can. I don't know how
to say
that. Is
that like bazinga?
Yeah, like bazinga. Bazinga. Okay, here's our cool commercial. It's for grandmas.
Okay.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
Ding!
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
Okay, I know that you guys don't know this, but there's this thing going around on Facebook and other social media where people dump ice in water in buckets on their head. My husband goes, okay, I'm all about raising awareness. Like, but if I see one more person dump ice on their head, I'm like, yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But what's hot in the military world is that the Pentagon told troops not to mention their service in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. They dumped a bucket of cold water on service members who wanted to take that ALS Ice Bucket Challenge while they were in their uniform. Army spokeswoman asked to clarify the service's position on the trend, cited the Defense Department's Office of General Counsel Standards of Conduct Office. She said, uniforms and civilian clothes clearly showing an Army relationship cannot be worn by employees performing the challenge and posting a video online. soldier cannot give his Army affiliation aloud or his rank. And she also put that in writing, so it wasn't just in a verbal. So, yep, that's what's going down. That was on Stripes.com. It was also on ArmyTimes.com and a couple of other Facebook outlets. So, yep, folks, you just can't be in your uniform when you're dumping ice on yourself.
Mm. Yep.
I'll just can I just say this?
Go ahead.
I think that the point is you should donate. So the fact that it's gotten down to, like, my children are now dumping ice on each other, but they're not donating a single dime, I'm not really sure if I'm hip on it once it gets down like that. Now it's just, like, goofy and not, like, actually raising money. But they have raised tons of money, so it did work.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Genius.
Incredible, so. Incredible amount. Well, what's hot over on AWN this week? The graphic guru, his our own Miss Emily, was at it again with, you know you're a military spouse when you've had a pet named Ranger or Sarge. Our fans engaged and shared many, many military-related names for their fur kids. So you can join in on that discussion over on our Facebook page and find that. That was a really cute cute graphic and lots of great comments and names and that sort of thing.
It was a lot of fun. I love to watch people go back and forth on these things. It really makes my day. Seriously, makes my day. Like, I've never even heard of those names. That can't be true. Or my dog's name. Some of the dog's names that they did write back were hilarious. You guys, I got to go check that out. It was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last thing we have to tell you about what's hot is hashtag War Wednesday. I don't know if you guys have joined the hashtag war, but we are having a ton of fun. So you do not need to wait. You need to participate. I made that rhyme. That was awesome. Bazinga. Okay. We are having a blast over at Instagram and Twitter. Every Wednesday we do a hashtag war. This week it was hashtag Army Wife, what is your superpower? And oh my gosh. So what you do is we post a picture and we say whatever it is. Like one time we said hashtag Army Wife, what makes you, you know, what hashtag describes your PCS or whatever, you know, so you could do a funny hashtag. And so, I mean, I think that I did mine. My superpower was provider of rain on parades. You know, I'm the one who has to smack down. So, you know, they're really funny, though. People were doing a really good job of that. And so if you're only on Facebook, join us over at Twitter and Instagram on a Wednesday. It is a ton of fun. Good stuff over there.
Absolutely. But last but not least, we've got our public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. So if you have one, send that to info@armywifenetwork.com so that we can kind of get it in the queue for an upcoming show. But tonight we've got the best kept for military families seeking child care. If you have young children, it's likely that at some point you have looked into the cost of child care. The costs are oftentimes overwhelming and as a result might deter you from pursuing personal goals such as earning a degree or choosing a particular job. Additionally, finding a job in a competitive market with a salary that does more than just cover the cost of child care can be a challenging and frustrating experience. While child care options on military installations are affordable, they can be difficult to get into due to the high demand. So what are your options? It's called the General Services Administration, GSA, Child Care Subsidy Program, formerly known as NACCRRA, administered by Child Care Aware. Never heard of it? Well, you're not the only one. If you ask me, it's one of the best-kept secrets for a military family. This fee assistance program affords you the opportunity to pursue child care options off-post by paying a portion of your child care bill. The amount covered brings your out-of-pocket expenses for daycare down to an amount similar to the price that you would pay at the Child Development Center, CDC, on post. There are 5 programs, each with different application requirements, but for Army families, the universal eligibility requirements are pretty simple. Your child must be no older than 12 years old. The service member's spouse must be working at least 16 hours per week or enrolled in school for at least 6 undergraduate credit hours or 3 graduate credit hours. This requirement applies to the following programs: Operation Military Child Care, Military Child Care in Your Neighborhood, Army Child Care in Your Neighborhood, and Army School Age Program. Temporary assistance is available for spouses who are seeking employment. Each program requires families to use a provider with a state child care license who has been inspected within the last 12 months. You can find eligible providers in your area by visiting their webpage and determining which program you qualify for. Visit www.armycassistance.org for more information. And you can find that link in Tweet Chat if you're listening to us live, or if you go to armywifenetwork.com and look at our main page, you'll find the link to the PSA listed there as well. So that's it for our PSA. Coming up next, after these quick commercial breaks, is AWN's News 6 Allison bringing you the need-to-know stories. We'll be right back.
Attention, Army Wives! Get your hoo-ah on in our Army Wife Network Marketplace.
We've got perfect tees in many colors and sizes. Hats, bags, mugs, and more. Grab a little something for your Army bread, or show your AWN spirit by slapping a sticker on the back of your POV. Visit our shop from our homepage at www.armywifenetwork.com or find us on Cafe Press, www.cafepress.com/Army Wife Network.
Hoo-ah!
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details.
It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army families. This is your News 6 Allison, bringing you all your need-to-know news. In tonight's first story, service members with missing POVs file a class action lawsuit. On Thursday, a class action lawsuit was filed against International Auto Logistics, the company contracted to ship service members' POVs overseas, by six current and former Department of Defense employees who have not seen their personal vehicles in more than 2 months. The suit claims that the company took possession of the DOD employees' vehicles between June 1 and June 12 for shipping, but has failed to deliver them and has not provided accurate information about the vehicle's whereabouts. Under International's government contract, the company is required to maintain a 98% on-time delivery rate, but an email from U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major James K. Kim with U.S. Army Material Command states the International, as of August 19th, was late on delivering approximately 70% of the vehicles in their charge. Earlier this month, DOD officials investigated the situation and found that International was not properly documenting the transfer of vehicles from trucks to container ships. In our next story, the White House is reviewing a program that distributes surplus military gear to local police departments. President Obama has called for more separation between the nation's armed forces and civilian law enforcement, leading the White House to conduct a review of programs that have equipped local police departments with surplus military gear from the Pentagon. The review comes in the aftermath of the police response to civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. Senior administration officials said that the review will examine whether the programs are appropriate, the amount of training provided for using machinery is appropriate, and how well the government audits the use of the money and equipment by local police departments. There is a big difference between our military and our local law enforcement, and we don't want those lines blurred, Obama told reporters at the White House. That would be contrary to our traditions. In our final story, the National Park Service celebrates its 98th birthday today. In honor of its 98th birthday, the National Park Service waived all entrance and tour fees to its more than 400 national parks in the United States. Although the NPS offers six free entrance days a year, this one, honoring the NPS's birthday, is the only one offered in the summer. The National Park Service was established on August 25, 1916, to conserve the scenery and the natural and historic objects and the wildlife therein. Some parks, such as Yellowstone, were established decades before the official service was put into place to protect them. To find a list of no-fee park dates, visit the National Park Service's website and search for fee-free parks. In a separate program, the National Park Service offers free one-year passes to all active duty military and their dependents. The pass allows free entrance to all NPS sites and must be applied for in person. A military ID or CAT card is all that is required to receive the free year-long pass. Disabled veterans also qualify for a free lifetime pass to the NPS site. Those are your need-to-know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Wife Network Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Allison signing out.
Army Wife Talk Radio salutes our soldiers.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heartbeat to meet the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. What should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on the grand old flag.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website www.armywifenetwork.com or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Swanson. Tonight, we have with us Tutor.com Vice President for Instruction, Joan Rooney, and Director of the Tutor.com for U.S. Military Program, Pamela Brehm. Joan has been working with Tutor.com since 2001. She is responsible for making sure the Tutor.com's online, on-demand tutoring service is staffed with intensively screened, highly qualified tutors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in over 40 subjects. Joan combines a background in education and operations management. She started her career as a teacher on the secondary level and has spent many years managing adult employment and training programs, as well as a variety of complex operations in city government.
Pamela Brehm joined Tutor.com team in January of 2012 and has worked in education technology since 2004. Pam's parents worked for the U.S. State Department, and she spent most of her childhood living overseas, much like many of the students that are supported by Tutor.com for U.S. military families. Welcome, both of you, to our show this evening. Are you guys both there?
Thank you. Yeah,
yes,
I'm here.
Thank
this
you.
Is Pam.
Yay. Are you having fun yet?
Always.
Well, we're going to start out with Joan tonight, and actually we're going to ask this of both of you, so Pam, you can get a head start, you know, like be the student at the head of the class here. But Joan, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Hi, I'm calling from Boston, where right now the weather is absolutely glorious this evening. I have a son who lives with me who is pursuing a college degree in photography, and I'd really like to give a shout-out tonight for the many Army wives who might be listening who are actually tutors with us at Tutor.com. And I'm just so grateful.
Good stuff. Okay, and Pam, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia, where the weather is also beautiful today, and I know you're coming into BWI, so hopefully it'll stay beautiful and not humid. And as you mentioned, I did grow up overseas, and I'm very familiar with the military lifestyle, though my dad was in the Army before I was born. So I don't know if that officially makes me an Army brat or not, but I'll take it some days. I live here in Alexandria with my husband and my three-month-old daughter.
Aww. Well, welcome both of you to the show. I have to tell you that I'm calling in not from Nashville, where beautiful Paula and all her wonderful events gets to be, but it was like 105 here in Texas, so I'm hoping that it won't be yucky when I get up there. We're supposed to get a cold front, some tropical storm coming in, and we're going to get a little bit of cool, and it might drop to like 94, you know, so that would be really great. So I'm a little jealous of the weather, but I guess I'll let you guys be on the show anyway. No. I'm teasing.
Wow.
So I want to learn about Tutor.com, although I have some personal experience myself with it. So I will try not to spill the beans, and I'll let you tell all the story. But, Pam, I'll let you start out. Tell us just basically what, not just the military side, but Tutor.com in general, tell us about what the website is and what you provide.
So Tutor.com offers one-to-one academic tutoring and career transition help. So we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 360 days a year. All of our services are on demand, they're online through our website, and they are with live human beings. Some kids think that they are robots. That's fine if that's what works for them, but we actually have live tutors who you mentioned, Joan, is in charge of hiring and supporting. We tutor elementary through college-age students and adults in more than 40 subjects. We have more than 3,000 expert tutors with real-life experience who they really know their stuff. Tutor.com was started in 1998, and really our philosophy is that when someone needs help, the best thing for them is to get that help right away from someone who knows what they're talking about, and that's what we do. To date, I think I checked the website earlier today, and we're up to 11.1 million sessions that we've done over our lifetime of operating. So we have some experience with doing what we do. And it's also important to note, I think, that our tutors help students, not just those who are struggling or stuck, but also advanced students. We have students who just use our site to make sure that they keep getting their straight A's. So we help a whole range of folks.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, so Pam, if you could tell us now, let's kind of get a little more information and tell us about the Tutor.com for Military Families program, and why did the DoD choose to fund it?
Sure. Tutor.com for U.S. Military Families is actually a DoD program. It's funded by the Department of Defense to help eligible students in active duty, National Guard, and Reserve families. So that means that those eligible military-connected students can log on to Tutor.com and get one-to-one personalized tutoring help at any time. And it's through Tutor.com/military. As I said before, tutors work 24/7 and provide help in more than 40 subjects, and all of that is offered at no cost to eligible military-connected students. So that means all grades K through 12 students and military families, no matter where they are in the world, if they have an internet connection, an iPad, a laptop, even a cell phone, they can get help with science, math, English, social studies, anything they need help with right on demand. We first started doing this in 2004, actually, through the Marine Corps. I'm a Marine Corps librarian in 29 Palms, California, found out about our program and started buying it for her families. But in 2009, Tutor.com for U.S. Military Family Programs became official through funding to the DoD for all service branches, and now our program's in its fifth year. In terms of why they fund it, as you know all too well, living a military lifestyle has unique challenges, and the DoD funds access to Tutor.com for military families throughout the deployment cycle to help with all of the transitions through the deployment cycle. We help with academic and professional success, mission readiness, well-being, and resiliency. One of the examples is when a parent is deployed and that parent is the one who helps with homework, everyone is stressed about whether the student who's left behind can continue to be successful. And so we help alleviate that stress.
I'm not sure if you guys caught all that in Pam's very awesome description of what this is. Did you catch that word, that four-letter word, F-R-E-E? I'm not sure if you did. I want to make sure that we get that across. Because we've used it ourselves. Our family has used it ourselves. I don't know if you guys heard the beginning conversations here. I didn't pay attention to when you called in, just that you were there. That was the important part. But I was talking about how we have homework meltdown here, and like that I realized, oh, yeah, they're back to school. And then I went, oh, wait a minute. Like, that means homework. Yeah. And so it was a huge savior to us in math last year. So my husband, it was real funny, you know, I work with all these resources, and here I am like crying over homework, and he goes, isn't there, my husband, who does not have a resource database on his website that he owns, goes, babe, isn't there like a program that's free for military families that's like tutors or something? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking. Like, so make sure you catch that part. Make sure you understand that it is free and funded, free for you and funded by the DOD. So, all right, so Pam, a little bit more on that topic. You kind of mentioned a little bit earlier that there are military, not only is it free for military families on the receiving end, but you also have and employ some military family members. A lot of military spouses work with the company as tutors. So why do you feel that these military family members that, or spouses, like as you said, primarily spouses, why are they such a good fit for this kind of program?
Well, about 10% of our tutors, we've got about 3,000 of them, are military-affiliated, so their spouses are, you know, retired military, or maybe they're part-time guard or reserve. But we think that employing military spouses and military-affiliated folks is a good fit for both Tutor.com and the military spouse. For us, we get dependable, flexible, dedicated, caring tutors who are not only subject matter experts, and they have to be demonstrated subject matter experts to work for us, but they want to do good work and they want to make a difference. And those are all great things, and those are qualities that we hire for with our tutors. But for Tutor.com tutors who are military affiliated, they get to have a job that they can take with them wherever they are. As long as they have a computer and an internet connection, they have work continuity with us and portability, and we offer flexible hours. So it's a win-win for both us and for military spouses.
Absolutely. And they can do it anywhere, just, you know, from anywhere, just like the kids can access it from anywhere. That's just a really neat fit. Good stuff.
Exactly. And we're a military spouse employment partnership, enduring partner as well. So we actively look for military spouses.
That's great. Well, Joan, as kids are heading back to school, what tips, oh my goodness, do you have for the parents to help them start? I mean, because like Tara and I discussed it earlier, you know, everybody's all excited about the kids going back to school and that sort of thing until about a week into it, and all of a sudden there's homework.
Yeah.
So give us some tips for us parents or grandparents.
I have been there. I've been there in the homework wars myself. So I have three tips. The first one is you hear a lot about mindset, growth mindset. And that means that when kids think they can succeed, they're more likely to do so. So the first thing parents can do is to encourage their kids to be excited about learning and to really believe in their ability to succeed. And then the next step would be, one of the biggest challenges that kids face is getting organized, you know, organizing all the work and the assignments and the deadlines and so on. So parents can help get out ahead of this by providing folders and notebooks and a study space and especially a calendar so that kids can keep track of those assignments and those materials and stay on top of it. And then my third tip would be that you want to sit down with your kids and you want to create a schedule. You want to know when are they going to do their homework and where are they going to do their homework, and you want to make sure those materials you've provided for them are there. So they come home, they know exactly when they're going to do it, where they're going to do it, they're totally organized. This helps them develop great study habits, but it also helps them to develop good work habits later in life. So those would be my three tips.
Good way to get started, especially when you're going back to school. I did have a talk with the girls last night about going back. I'm like, we have to get right. You have to get right in the right kind of, you know, groove. You gotta get to thinking about school again. And they were like, yeah, we want to watch YouTube videos. No, it's 9 o'clock. You have to turn that off. So getting focused, all good stuff. So when it comes to military families, and now we know from all the research that we've done and then the things we talked about here on the show that there are absolutely challenges that military families and military children face when it comes to education and schooling that civilian families do not, or most civilian families do not. What are some of those challenges, and what's unique to those children in the military families that Tutor.com actually can help with?
Well, we don't need to tell you this, but, you know, we work with organizations such as Military Child Education Coalition and the National Military Family Association, and we always hear the same sorts of things. So the issues around mobility, family separation, and transition are consistently challenging to military families and their kids. I think one of the things that we hear about most, though, especially from students, is changing schools. Changing schools frequently and dealing with family separation and transition can just plain old impact student success and confidence with the kids. And for the kids who are always dealing with change is constant, Tutor.com can offer that continuity and consistency in their education because we are there no matter where they are. So they can have a favorite tutor. If they like working with that favorite tutor in Florida, if they PCS to Texas, they can still work with that tutor, and that's really important. And if they are in a school district, if they move to a new school district where the classes are tougher, the curriculum is just plain different, Tutor.com can be there to help them.
Now, I think that is very cool that they can work, that the students can work with the same tutor.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's
absolutely.
That's a great, yeah. Well, Joan, what should a parent do when they start to see their child struggling? I mean, you want to kind of hit it, you know, head on in the beginning. You don't want it to get too far. So when they see that they are struggling, what's something that they can do?
It's true. You don't want to let things spiral downward. I think it's actually a two-part question because kids don't always tell you that they're struggling. So you want to develop ways that you can actually kind of pay an appropriate level of attention to your child to find out if they are struggling. And I always found that car time was a great time for discussions about schoolwork where you can be just kind of checking in with them. How'd that science test go yesterday? Or, so what's your favorite subject and what's your least favorite subject? So you're kind of opening the door for them to be able to talk to you about subjects they like, but also to let you know about something they might be struggling with. And if they do let you know that they're struggling with something, then you want to initiate a calm conversation. You want to let them know that you're there, you're available to help if they want your help, and you want to assume a role of facilitator or guide with your student. The learning process involves struggle, and so you just want to help them to understand that that's part of the process and support them through the process.
Good advice. Guys, this is an amazing program. Like I said, I have personal experience with it, so I'm kind of biased because it did help me out in a time where I wanted to hashtag homework meltdown myself. I love hearing about it, and I know there's a lot more stuff that you've got to offer us. So if you guys don't mind, we're going to take a quick break. If you can still hang around, we've got some more questions for you. Does that sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Hang on the line here with us. Don't forget, listeners, the AWN Core team has some fun discussion taking place over there. We've got a very active tweet chat tonight. If you are listening and you are participating in Twitter, if you've got any questions for these ladies, Joan or Pam, or Tutor.com in general, we would love to hear those questions. Give them a tweet, and we will catch those. We're following the tweet chat over there. But if you don't mind hanging on for just a second, we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to discuss more about Tutor.com and their military family program. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a minute.
Love where you live. When you move into a Corvius home, you'll find more than just convenient on-post housing at 7 Army installations across the country. You'll also find fun family events, upscale fitness centers, resort-style pools, and more. Our award-winning customer service, 24-hour maintenance, and smiling faces are just waiting to welcome you. Love your next home at CorviusMilitaryLiving.com. That's CorviusMilitaryLiving.com.
High fat, high stress, slow burning calories. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. High stress and high fat food might be a bad combination. Researchers at Ohio State University say it could slow metabolism, the body's fat burning processes. The researchers looked at data on 58 women with an average age of 53 who spent two separate days at the lab where their meals included the caloric equivalent of a fast food meal. The researchers asked about stress and measured metabolic rate. Researcher Martha Bulluri.
When the women reported having at least one stressor in their life the day before we were doing the test, that actually reduced their ability to burn calories.
The researchers say that over time, the unburned calories could push up weight. The study in the journal Biological Psychiatry was supported by the National Institutes of Health. Learn more at healthfinder.gov. HHS HealthSpeed is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
All righty, welcome back to the show, guys. We're talking tonight with Tutor.com's Joan Rooney. She's a VP for Instruction, and Pamela Brehm, Director of Tutor.com for U.S. Military Families Program. Before we went to break, we gave away our Starbucks for the evening, woohoo, to Miss Courtney over on Twitter. We're also discussing in depth with Joan about parents and homework meltdown. And so let's continue that conversation, if you don't mind, Joan. Let's talk more about homework. Okay, so I have a loaded question for you. I have
go
to
right ahead.
For it too, but no, so, all right, so what is your opinion, and knowing what you do and the experience that you have with homework and tutor.com and military families in general, I guess families in general, should parents be helping their kids with their homework?
I think that the answer to that question depends on certain conditions. I think the first condition is that the student wants you, that your child wants you to help them. You don't want to impose your help if they don't want your help. So that's the first condition that should be in place if you're going to help. The second condition is that you should make sure that you have the patience to help. I can hear the pain in your voice as you talk about homework, and you know that when kids are struggling with homework, frustrated, sometimes they're angry, there are tears, their confidence is failing, they might feel embarrassed that you think they're stupid. So if you feel that you can remain calm and adopt the role of a guide or facilitator, then you should go ahead and try to help your child with your homework. If you're the type of person, though, and many of us are, if you're someone who tends to lose patience or get anxious or get frustrated, or you're just picturing that there are six more assignments to go and how are we ever going to get this all done, then in that case, it might be best to just encourage your child to let the teacher know that, look, I didn't understand this, I did my best, and ask the teacher for help the next morning. I think you always want to keep in mind that you don't want to sacrifice your relationship with your child in order to complete a homework assignment. But if the conditions are right for helping your child, then definitely go ahead and help them, but never do the child's homework for them. The parent's role should always be as a guide or a facilitator. Get them talking to you about, well, what is it that you're struggling with? And once they start talking sometimes, as they talk out the assignment, sometimes they can recognize, oh, I understand this now, or I can do this now. And just the fact of explaining it to someone can sometimes help them just get over the hump. Or you could ask some guided questions. What do you think would happen if? Or what if you substituted real numbers for that X? What do you think would happen? So you could ask guided questions. If you get to a point, though, where the frustration level is rising, it's best to just stop and just, again, suggest that your child, let's put this aside. Why didn't you talk to the teacher about it in the morning? And I'm sure the teacher will be able to help. The kids should understand that learning takes time. It doesn't happen quickly. It takes time.
That is true. Well, you offered some really great advice earlier about, you know, helping to prevent homework meltdowns, and one of them being organization, you know, establishing the good study habits because, you know, in the future that makes for really good work habits. But are there any other strategies that you can recommend to avoid and prevent those meltdowns that happen? And it might even be for the parents, because I think sometimes the parents get so overwhelmed with the homework too that in a sense the parents even have a little bit of a homework meltdown.
Yes, me too.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
True.
What is this you refer to?
I've been there myself. And I think the organization, the reason for meltdowns tends to occur because a deadline has approached or there is a lot of work that is all of a sudden piling up because it hasn't been addressed ahead of time. The main reason for meltdowns is that they've let something go, or maybe they haven't understood something for quite a while and now they really don't understand mm-hmm. it. So I think those organizational skills, the structure, the keeping an eye on how they're doing all along is your best approach to preventing meltdowns. But I think meltdowns are always going to happen. And when they do happen, again, you just want to move into that role of being the calm, supportive adult who is there with them to help them figure out what are we going to do about this. So this is a problem, and let's put our heads together, and what are we going to do about this? How might we solve this problem? So I think the more you can move into that role, and I recognize the challenges of doing that, but take a deep breath and say, okay, you know, this is an assignment. Let's just take a deep breath here. Let's look at it. Let's see what we can both figure out about how we might solve this problem.
That's good.
I think the deep breath. The deep breath is where I struggle.
calm and supportive, Sarah.
It's
calm,
a deep breath. It's usually coupled with banging my head on the countertop, but I remember saying, like, I went to college, I swear. And my husband was like, you're so funny. And I was like, this can't be that hard. So, please help me, I'm drowning. All right, so let's talk. We did not only use tutor.com, but we also use an in-person tutor. Math was our nemesis last year. It became to a point where, like, that was great for helping us with our homework, but in this particular situation, it needed to be somebody that actually worked, you know, near the school, around the school, that kind of deal with what she was doing. And so we chose to do an in-person tutor. If a family does an in-person tutor, can you give us some advice on what they should look for in that tutor?
Absolutely. I think you definitely want to look for what are the person's credentials. If you're looking for a math tutor, you want to see that they majored in math, perhaps they have a degree in math, and you want to know how well they did in math. So you want to make sure that that tutor knows their stuff. And it's also important, I think, to know that that tutor has experience working with a student who is roughly the same age as your child. Because every child is different and has a different learning style. And you want to talk to them about your child and discuss what you see as your child's challenges. You know your child best. So discuss your challenges and ask the tutor how she would approach those issues. Because you want to get a sense of what kind of methods. Is this going to be someone who's going to be a stern taskmaster type of tutor, and is that going to work well for my child? Or is this going to be someone who's going to be more understanding, and that's probably what I'm looking for? I mean, different kids need a different approach. So you want to get a sense of the approach. And then it's absolutely essential that you obtain references. And you may even want to ask the tutor to provide you with a copy of a criminal background check. So I think those are really
important
points.
Yeah, good advice.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So, okay, Pam and or Joan, whoever wants to answer this, what are two or three of the key points to keep in mind to help our kids learn and succeed in school?
Well, I'd love to take that one. I mean, the very first one is the more we can do to encourage our kids to believe in their ability to learn, just believe that they can learn it. That just opens up doors for them, just having that sense that they can do it. And then helping them to understand that learning does take time, it takes practice, and it takes a certain amount of failure. So we want them to be willing to keep trying and keep practicing. No one sits down and learns how to play the piano after one or two tries. We don't become experts immediately. It takes time and practice. And the third point, which is very important, is take advantage of all the help you can get. The most successful learners know how and where to go for help. So do they want a study group with their friends, their teacher, their parents, older sibling? Know where they can go for help. Because support is also very much a part of the learning process. And, of course, I would say they could always log on and connect to a tutor.com tutor.
Hey, not a bad idea. So over in our tweet chat, we had a question specific to the military spouses being employed. What kind of credentials do you guys look for in employing a military spouse for Tutor.com?
We look for all of our tutors need to pass subject exams on any subject that they would like to tutor. So they'll need to pass a subject exam. They'll need to pass a mock tutoring session where they need to demonstrate that they have great communication skills, great teaching skills. We prefer some experience in tutoring or teaching, but it's not absolutely required. And you need to be able to, of course, pass a criminal and educational verification background check. We give preference to tutors who have degrees, but we don't exclusively bring on degree tutors.
And they can get more information.
Tutor.com.
Tutor.com slash apply.
Apply. Okay.
That is the URL. Tutor.com.
All right. Good stuff. Well, I know we have at least two team members that were like, oh, that piqued their interest, and so they are going to head over there and a couple of tweeters too. So I think that went over really well tonight, and so did the homework help. I mean, let's just not even lie about that. We really, truly appreciate you guys spending some time with us this evening and passing on more about the program. We've shared this link throughout our years. We've been doing this for about 9 years now. We share it every year, you know, around homework time. But I don't know if we've had you guys once before, haven't we, actually, on the show? I think it was a while ago, though.
I think if you did, it was a while ago. So tutor.com/military is the URL for folks who are interested. But I think it might have been a while ago.
If I remember. And it may have just been a review, like a resource review. So it was really great to get to dig in and really talk about the program. And we hope we gave you some additional exposure as well as just getting the word out because, you know, I mean, a resource is great, but if people aren't using it, then obviously the resources go away and we don't want you to go anywhere because we kind of like the resource. So definitely want to get that out. Again, tutor.com/military, you guys, to obtain that benefit funded by the DOD and to help you with those homework problems. We truly appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Karen. Good luck.
All right, stay in touch. You know where to find us, right?
We do.
All right, well, congratulations, bye. Courtney, the winner of our Twitter chat tonight. Next week, guys, we are... we have 3 weeks off this year, so we've never had one off this year, I don't think. Or did we take the first week of the year, I think, maybe off. But we are taking next week off along with 2 weeks after our big Christmas show. So we get a Labor Day holiday. It's been so long since we've had a Monday off and not had a show. I don't know what I will do with my time, but I do know that it's my birthday weekend. Emily Grace just had a birthday. I'm going to make a bigger deal out of mine than yours. Do you think that's even possible? Probably not. Bazinga. Okay, so I'm not quite 40 yet, everybody, so you can start planning for next year, okay, right now. And so anyhow, yeah, it's my 39th birthday, and I'm going to have a Labor Day holiday, and because I always say that's when my mom was in labor, and that's why they called it Labor Day. I told you it was all about me at the beginning of the show, didn't I? Hello.
It's all about you.
So Labor Day holiday, 4-day weekend. I'm going to take it all the way off. You get to take it off, which means you don't have to work this week on stuff. Oh, it's going to be so nice. So I know you're going to miss us and all, but don't worry because we're going to be back. On September 8th, we'll be back. We're going to feature George, don't want to say his name wrong, Baloney of Silverton Mortgage Specialist. They're going to be here to talk VA mortgage program with us. This is going to be a very interesting show. We're going to get to really find out the ins and outs of getting a VA home mortgage. And so that's I can't wait, to be honest with you. I want to understand that a lot more. So lots of questions for George. On September 1st, even though we are not going to be here, we are going to open the registration for the Fort Meade, Maryland Field Exercise Battle Buddies event, which will take place on September 18th and 19th. So be sure you're watching our Facebook page. Even though we're not doing a radio show, we definitely will open that registration, and so be passing that on to your friends and family members, anybody that's near or will travel to Fort Meade and the surrounding area. We would love to see you guys in person, and we've got all kinds of goodies to give to you. So make sure that you get signed up for that if you're anywhere near. And that's what I got.
Is that
what
it?
What do you have, my lovely? Yeah, that's it.
Well, I want to give a big shout-out to our new 6 Jen and hope that she is feeling better. She says that she sounds like Fran Drescher, and so she couldn't do the news tonight.
No.
So,
well,
hold on just a second.
We can't just end the show on that. She told me she sounded like Roz.
But I just,
she said she sounded like Roz from Monsters, Inc. That doesn't sound like Fran Drescher.
That was – Yeah, that was the beginning, though. But then by the afternoon, she started sounding like Fran Drescher. So
I think we should call her. We should call her right now.
and let her answer
the phone, and then we'll do like a hashtag war. Like, is it Roz from Monsters Inc.
Yeah,
or Fran Drescher?
Hey, that would be a good hashtag war on Wednesday. So, but a great job to our own Allison, though, for stepping up to the plate and giving us the news tonight. So great job. But in the meantime, you can join us over at ArmyWiveNetwork.com, any of our social media outlets such as our Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, any of that, and catch up with one of our many bloggers sharing the journey at LovingASoldier.com. So we've got plenty of interaction out there for you.
Lots of good stuff coming up, too, guys. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. And this is Army Wife Network's core team, Miss Paula Swanson and Tara Crooks, and we're signing out for the evening. See you guys on September 8th. Happy Labor Day.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.